Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 152. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Nate, what is going on?
Where's Sean?
I don't know. He didn't show up. Is he supposed to be here?
He's supposed to be.
But he's not. Where's he at? A softball?
Or? Yeah, I think they had like tournaments over in Illinois or something like that. I know they were talking about it last night at dinner, and it's something about their Jenna was getting confused about them being an hour behind us and all that stuff. So what time do we need to leave? It's
like, do the math.
None of them were able to do math last night. We went to a Mexican restaurant with some other friends that they, you know, the girls play softball together.
Oh.
They invited us over there, too. And we're all checking out. Well, first of all, Jenna couldn't figure out how many people we needed. So we called ahead for 11 people. Whoa. Then we got there, and they're like, hold on, wait a minute. So-and-so's meeting us here, so-and-so. We got 16 now. It's like, I don't know, I can't do math. So then we finally get seated. We eat, had a good time. We're checking out. Well, then their friends, they cashed out. And he's like, can I see your calculator? I cannot figure this out to do the tip. Well, then I get up there, and I'm just like, oh, okay, yeah, here you go. I'm done. I'm out. Well, then Sean comes out after we're all sitting outside, and he's like, for the life of me, I could not figure out how much to add tip and this, and I couldn't do math either. I was like, you are all struggling with math.
What is going on? Man. Sean is not here. So it is Nate and I for this mini.
It is us. The duo.
That's right. The dynamic duo. And if my voice sounds different, it's because I've had a cold since Wednesday night. So I'm trying to get over that. So I have a little bit of a
sore
throat, some draining, and
heated up. Get rid of the cold. Turn the furnace on.
Well, I will be here in a few hours when I go see Elijah play soccer.
Yeah, it's getting warm out there.
Yeah, I mowed the backyard this morning, so I got that part done. Then I'll let him. He's been mowing the front yard for me help out. But this is the last weekend of soccer, and so our schedule will lighten up a little bit. It's always fun to go see him, but man, it's a lot. So we need a summer break.
There you go.
But anyway, yes, so it is Nate and I, no Sean. We are Seanless. So let's get right to it. Nate, what are we going to talk about?
We are going to talk about summer wind. Summer wind is formerly known as Lamont Mansion. It is a ruined mansion on the shores of West Bay Lake in Vilas County, Wisconsin, located on a private land. Its ruins are closed to the public. That's a shame. And a number of urban legends and ghost stories in popular culture have contributed to its reputation as a haunted house.
And this is my pick. I picked this, and I forgot that I picked it last week or 2 weeks ago. And Sean's like, I thought we were doing this one episode. I'm like, he's like, I thought we were doing summer wind. I'm like, oh, yeah. I was like, who picked Summer Wind? And I was like, wait a minute, I did. I mean, I was, poor Summer Wind, I tell
you. I've never heard of this, but it's really cool.
I heard it on another podcast. So I think they actually did a mini, like a little, what they don't call them minis, but a little short. So that's how I heard about it, because I never had either. And you said it's up in the, way up north.
Way up north, like right on the border of the UP.
Yeah.
Upper Peninsula of Michigan, for those that don't know what UP means.
Right. It's not the United.
It says general information status destroyed.
Poor thing.
It was renovated back in 1917, and destroyed 19th of June, 1988.
Oh wow, interesting. Yeah, the building known as Summer Wind was first constructed in the early 20th century as a fishing lodge along the shore of West Bay Lake in 1916. Robert Patterson Lamont. an executive with the American Steel Foundries Corporation and future Secretary of Commerce under Herbert Hoover. He purchased the building. Then the Lamont family renovated, enlarged the mansion to transform it into a family summer vacation home. The first tale of a haunting comes from the Lamonts. And according to the legend, servants working for the family complained of hearing voices. Then one night, a ghostly apparition allegedly appeared in the kitchen area, prompting Lamont to fire two shots into the basement door. Oh, wow. Okay, he's a little...
Get out of my house.
Yeah. You kind of maybe want to find out a little bit more information before you just start firing off shots.
No warning?
No warning. They're like, hey, let's just open fire. Supposedly, the Lamont family fled the house after this, never to return. But none of it is corroborated in Lamont's own writings. So, interesting. Yeah, he let some bullets fly. that's a quick trigger there.
Yeah, there's other legends that claim that other owners, Arnold and Ginger Henshaw, were so disturbed by the hauntings that Arnold suffered a nervous breakdown and Ginger attempted suicide.
Oh.
That's pretty rough. So there must be something nasty there.
Yeah. Yeah, you're talking about Arnold and Ginger. It says, that couple, it says, the stories of disembodied voices, corpses found hidden behind the walls, and cold gusts of wind, and the legend of 18th century English explorer Jonathan Carver and his otherworldly land claims over the Northwoods all come from the source. None can be still corroborated. Interesting. Well.
Then there's Raymond Bobber.
Raymond Bobber?
Yep. says that stories claim that Bobber purchased the property only to abandon it because the mansion's rooms had the supernatural power to change shape and dimensions at will.
Really?
In 1979, Bobber, writing under the pen name Wolfgang von Bobber, authored a book called The Carver Effect, a paranormal experience, in which he claimed the mansion was haunted by 18th century explorer Jonathan Carver.
Mm-hmm. Wolfgang Van Halen.
He's a fine musician.
He is. It's like his daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it says in 1988. Well, so by the 80s, we said Summerwind Mansion was abandoned. And in 1988, one of my best years of my life, it was struck by lightning and burned to the ground. But even then, the controversy did not end, as some allege that the mansion was deliberately set afire to stop vandals and kids from entering what was still private property. Lightning is the official and best explanation. But after all, what ghost wouldn't want a little brimstone from the heavens to add another layer of mystery to an already famous Northwoods haunted house?
Wow.
Yeah.
I
think the thing was just doomed from the
beginning. Yeah, it doesn't seem like a happy, joyous...
No.
Living of occupation as a house. It said that like when Bobber owned it, it was often unoccupied because of the supernatural activity. He couldn't get workers to go in there to remodel it. So he actually lived on the property in a trailer.
Oh, okay.
So he never really actually lived in the house.
Yeah.
And he couldn't get anybody to work on the house, so he could live in the house.
Didn't we talk? We talked about a few of those mansions or castles that they build, and they really never got a chance to live in them.
Mm-hmm.
Either because they died before it was done, or
tragedy of some sort in the family. Or...
What was the one in New York where the guy built that Bolton Castle? Remember, he built it for his wife, but then supposedly she had cheated on him, or was it cheated on him, or she died? I cannot remember the story. But then he was so distraught, he never went back.
Didn't want to step foot in it.
No, yeah. It's like jeez. Yeah, that happens. That happens. Yeah. They said that doors and windows have been known to or were known to open and shut by themselves as a another little paranormal activity. And they said that there was a ghost of a woman and voices coming from empty rooms. So it's got it's got history of something now. Is real or not, I don't know. Yeah, it just cracks me up that that Lamont fired his pistol at what he believed to be an intruder, but he wasn't quite sure what it was. And it's like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it seemed back in '85, town officials were trying to attempt demolishing the home, but local teens were burglarizing and vandalizing the nearby cottages, and they're hanging out there at that home, but they never were able to demolish it.
Yeah.
And then it got struck by lightning, so nature sort of did the job for them.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, they said that that couple, what were their names? Arnold and Ginger, they had experienced, a woman, you know, some apparition of a woman, doesn't get into much detail. The mumbling voices, as we said, in empty rooms. And then they were talking about the doors and windows opening and closing. Well, what's interesting is they said workers hired to make repairs to the dilapidated mansion felt so uneasy around it that one day they left and they never returned.
Mm-hmm.
So we've talked about that a lot, where contractors are hired and, you know, they see something or hear something and it spooks them and they never return, or they have their tools, you know, messed with or whatever. I don't know. I think unless I really knew it was malevolent, it'd get old to have my tools messed with and, you know, hit and jacked with, but like, I don't know if I would, I don't know if I would just bolt. Depends on what it was.
Yeah.
Depends on what I saw, what I felt.
Yeah. How
I thought I was getting threatened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we see that a lot, that the contractors, they're like, out of here. Well, and when we went to Savannah a couple of years ago, one of the houses, they were same thing. The contractors were hired to, you know, repair or kind of update. And this one guy, he was there for a while, and then it just got so bad. He was like, "I'm out." He left and left his tools. Mm-hmm. He left everything he brought, and that's, you know, that's how he makes a living. And so,
wow,
for him to do that, must have been something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you're not just gonna go that quick. Not grab your stuff.
It might be just that one experience where it's just like, okay, this isn't good. I'm done. I'm out of here.
Right. Right.
It might start off like light and little at the beginning, playful, but then it just takes that one occurrence where you're just like, you feel threatened for your life.
Ramps
you know?
Up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd just be the intensity, and it'd be the, what you think, like, you know, enough, you know, if you get attacked, scratched, bit, put that I would be like, yep, see ya.
Mm-hmm.
I have no reason to stay here any longer than I need to.
Did you mention anything about a corpse discovered in the closet?
Well, I didn't say the closet. They were saying that they had found corpses in the walls.
Yeah, this one's saying, on this account, they found it in a closet and then later vanished.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. See, so earlier I said, yeah, they found them in the walls, but yeah, it does say it's a hidden closet compartment.
Okay.
And then it vanished. That's interesting. Yeah. Poor Arnold, he began to have a nervous breakdown. He was often heard playing his Hammond organ late at night in a frenzy while his frightened family huddled together and cried. Now, that's not going to scare your family. Like, good grief, what's he trying to do?
Yeah.
They're already frightened, and you're going to do some creepy organ. Arnold claimed that demons were in his head, and they demanded that he play.
Devil Went to Georgia.
Yeah. I love that song. That is a great song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
So, demons, huh? Demons in his head, claiming that they overtook him and making him play the organ. Well, I guess you could do worse things. I mean,
yeah.
You know, not then kill your family or then kill yourself or whatever. Yeah, like,
they just
play that organ.
They just want an entertainment. Play the organ.
And you over music. There, here's a harmonica. And you. Don't just sit there. Here's a banjo. Yeah.
So yeah, after the mansion burned down in '88, the only thing left standing is the stone foundation and the towering chimneys.
Mm.
I think it'd be cool to just walk around and see the site.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, and same thing. We've talked about a few places that they're no longer there, but the area or the land.
Mm-hmm.
It's still creepy, or they might have maybe a remnant of part of the building, and you know.
It's funny because pictures of it, it's not. you know, you think of a mansion like beautiful and, you know, gothic stonework and, you know, a mansion.
Right.
And this just looks like a big fishing shack.
Right.
It does. It's not like elegant and
no, it's not.
It's just a big structure.
Yeah. It does. It does. It looks like a fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Yeah. That you'd see in Maine.
Yeah.
Or Rhode Island or something. That's funny. I don't know. They had, you know, talking about the ghosts and all that, says the idea of an explorer's ghost haunting a crumbling Northwoods mansion in search of a lost land grant makes for compelling campfire tale. But some believe all the claims of paranormal activity were made up, which we've kind of said in prior. A lot of it's not corroborated. Neighbors claim that Bober never seen actually lived in the house, staying instead in a trailer on the property. I think you already said that, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. I don't know. Like, what's the point of making all this stuff up? Like, what really? I don't know.
Well, I've always,
especially back then.
Yeah.
And I mean, what are you going to gain? It's not like they have.
And I always feel like
YouTube
or some people, which I mean, I've never gone through any of this. I have had experiences on various things that we've done, but I don't consider myself sensitive to a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
as some people are.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that plays in a lot of it, like, you know, genetically certain families are more sensitive and prone to these things, while, you know, the average neighbor,
right,
just sits there and doesn't experience anything. So it's like, it's all hooey, it's all made up, nothing's ever happened, I've been over there a million times and blah blah blah. But maybe it's a certain individual that it, you know, it attaches and is attracted to and starts messing with.
Right There's a picture I'm looking at. It says a man checks out the rubble that remained after the fire destroyed the Summerwind Mansion in Land O'Lakes in 1988. I don't know what he's standing on. It's kind of a neat picture.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Maybe Sean had that.
Here's a picture from 1962. It looks like the front entrance to a horror movie.
Yeah, it does. Something like should be looking out that top window or the attic. It's interesting. Yeah. They said that trees, they've kind of filled in the foundation of the Summerwind mm-hmm. Mansion. And it's now just ruins, but, you know, still said to be haunted. Let's see. Oh, yeah. It's cool. They've really got good pictures.
Yeah, there's a lot of pictures of it.
Mm-hmm. So I guess a few years ago, team members of the Summerwind Restoration Society sit on the foundation. There's a picture. There's 8 people. Picture of them sitting on the foundation. They hope to rebuild it as a bed and breakfast. But, of course, for now, they're more interested in knowing exactly what caused the fire 29 years ago. That'd be kind of cool. A little bed and breakfast. Nice little area.
Mm-hmm.
And then, though, I wonder if that had anything going on as far as activity.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, a lot of they say it's not really the structure. It's the land.
Yep.
Or, you know.
Or the area.
Yep.
Whatever happened there.
Exactly. So I wonder, I hope they can.
Yeah, it'd be interesting if anybody can come up with actual old evidence of happenings there.
I know. Yeah. I mean, they said not a lot of proof, but then again, you know, it doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess it's just how you look at it. So, no, it's a cool story. It's, you know, a good many. It'd be neat if they could build something on that and see what happens, you know. I don't know. Who knows? Gosh, yeah. So, 88, that was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was even young. That's 36 years ago, so nothing's been done since. So, maybe they will. This picture I'm looking at looks pretty recent. It's, it just has like the two, look like two, I guess chimneys or fireplace. I don't know what they are really. What is that? Those two things.
Yeah, those would be chimneys.
Yeah, chimneys. So, yeah, maybe they can. So, you got anything else, Nate, you want to talk about on the Summerwind Mansion?
No, I think as far as all the information we can find on it, that pretty much covers it.
Well, what do you have for us, sir, to end this episode?
Well, if we go outside right now, you'd feel a summer wind. That's a wrap.
Truer words were never spoken. You are correct, Nate. Thank you, sir, for that. And, of course, we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our middle-aged mini 152 and our discussion on the Summer Wind Mansion. And until next time, we will talk to you later.
See ya.